Hello, my name is Brianna Salee. I'm a master's student at Oklahoma State University, and my research deals with estimating groundwater recharge using the Oklahoma Methanet system. As many of you are probably aware, the state of California is in a drought, but you may not know that my home state, Oklahoma, has also been in a drought in these past few years. Because most of our agriculture is based on irrigation from groundwater, this drought has led to an increase in the need for recent recharge rates so that we can know how much water can sustainably be pumped from these groundwater basins. Unfortunately, the most recent statewide recharge map was published all the way back in 1973. It was good for back then, but we need updated recharge rates for our state so that we know what we can sustainably take from these groundwater reservoirs. We think we've come up with a way that will allow us to estimate recharge rates currently by using the Oklahoma Methanet system and the soil moisture data that comes from that system. For those of you that don't know, the Methanet system spans the entire state of Oklahoma. There are 120 sites, at least one in every county, and using the soil moisture data from those sites, along with soil hydraulic properties at each of those sites, we believe that we can create drainage estimates that we can also, our working hypothesis is that those drainage rates is approximately equal to the recharge that's reaching the groundwater table at those specific sites. So some of our results are here. We've summarized some of those Methanet sites by aquifer. And what I really want to point out here is the comparison between the drainage rates that we found from the Methanet site, which are in the fourth column, as compared to recharge rates from previously published scientific articles or from government agencies. And in all but two cases, these drainage rates that we found using the Methanet soil moisture data fall within those previously published recharge rates, which gives us a lot of confidence in these drainage rates. In the Ogallala Aquifer, the drainage rate is slightly higher than published recharge rates, but only by a very small amount, which gives us even more confidence in these drainage rates. My poster is number 1444, and we have done several methods of validation for these drainage rates, so if you want to see what those look like, you'll have to come see my poster.
So you're calculating drainage at 60 centimeters.
Yeah.
Is there any possibility the roots could be taking up water below 60 centimeters?
Yes, that is one of the main concerns using this method, is that roots do interfere with the water flow. We assumed for these drainage rates a steady flow gradient, a unit gradient, from the 60 centimeter point. One of the validation models, we use hydrus for one of them, and we did take into account those roots.
I'm not sure I understood it completely, because how can you use previous data if you have a drought now for drainage rates?
These Methanet sites, are you talking about the soil moisture data?
Yeah.
It's, we have 20 years of data, or 15 years of data that we've used. It's a long-term average drainage rate. And the soil moisture data come in daily. It's over a long time scale. It's not old data. It's all the way up to this year.
Yeah, in the back.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
The soil type,
yeah, that was taken into account with the soil hydraulic properties. It was done in a previous research experiment where they sampled the soil at each of these specific sites. So we have site-specific soil hydraulic properties for each site.
Any more questions? No? Thank you.